Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
At first, it seems a matter of little significance. We read in Genesis 4, verses 3 and 4, Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock. Shouldn't God be impressed with us when we give him anything? Many think so. World religions are based on the idea that whatever we give should improve our standing with the God or gods we worship. But is that so? Remember the story of these boys' parents when they sinned in Eden. They realized they were exposed before God, so made themselves aprons of leaves. Was he impressed with their outfits? No, it would be stated, quote, without shedding of blood there's no remission, that is, no freedom from sin, Hebrews 9:22. So animals must die as substitutes. Cain should have known this. Bringing fruit, which would make a fine thanks offering, was not appropriate as a sacrifice for sin. He was angry when, quote, the Lord respected Abel and his offering, but he did not respect Cain and his offering, Genesis 4, 4 and 5. Angry at God instead of examining his own heart. But the Lord appealed to him to ask himself why he was angry and suggested a remedy. Quote, if you do well, will you not be accepted? The Lord asked. And if you do not do well, he added, sin lies at the door, verses 6 and 7. This last phrase can be understood in two ways. If Cain didn't change his course of action, things would get worse. And they did. But the word sin could be translated sin offering. Both the problem and the solution are at the door, as they are for us. We read in Psalm 145, verse 18, the Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. Not our gifts to God, but his gift of a crucified Savior for us is the way of salvation. No wonder Jesus calls himself the door.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.